This is Luke Wilson for Ford Radio News with your local and uni news update for July 2014. In local news, Gibraltar Street in Sheffield was closed for 9 hours and residents were evacuated on July 14th while police investigated a suspicious package. A suspected bomb was reported to South Yorkshire Police after discovery by workmen renovating a shop on the street. Nearby roads, including the Ring Road at Derrick Dooley Way, were closed. In total, about 30 residents were evacuated from the building on Gibraltar Street, while the Army Bomb Disposal Team carried out a controlled explosion. Superintendent Colin McFarlane of South Yorkshire Police said detectives were conducting house-to-house inquiries to establish exactly what the package was. He said while it looked like a bomb, there was nothing to indicate that it was an explosive device. We need to understand exactly what it was, why it was left there, and the intention of anyone who did leave it there, he said.
Ford Radio News.
The next day, July 15th, a 30-year-old man was arrested in a firearms-related incident on Abbeydale Road, at its junction with Empire Road, after a member of the public reported concerns to police officers on patrol. Police said the suspect was arrested after he was knocked off his bike during a police pursuit. A police forensic expert in a protective white suit and gloves was spotted examining a gun at the scene of the incident. The wooden-handed revolver was bagged up with other items recovered from the scene.
Ford Radio News.
July 23rd saw the sentencing in the case of murdered Domino's pizza delivery man Tavisha Perez, who was stabbed to death on October 27th of 2013. Shamraz Khan, 26, and Kasim Ahmed, 18, both Sheffield residents, have been found guilty of the murder of Mr. Perez and sentenced to life with a minimum of 24 years and life with a minimum of 23 years, respectively.
Ford Radio News.
In uni news, the University of Sheffield has decided to become a living wage employer beginning from August 1st. In an announcement to staff via email on July 15th, the university confirmed that it will pay its entire staff £7.65 an hour, following months of negotiation between Vice-Chancellor Sir Keith Burnett and former SU President Ali Buckle. Current SU President Yale Shafritz said, "The students' union are thrilled that the university has decided to take this step in paying fairer wages. The living wage is not just a pragmatic response that helps staff, it is a moral imperative for any values-led organisation. We're happy to work with a university that not only values its entire staff, but listens to the concerns of its students and workers. Particularly, we'd like to thank the Living Wage Campaign, which for the last 3 years has worked hard to bring this issue to the forefront of the university's agenda."
Ford Radio News.
And finally, Sunday the 6th of July saw Sheffield host Stage 2 of the Tour de France in its Grand Depart from Yorkshire. Head on over to @FordRadioSport to take a look back at the highlights of the day. Thank you for listening to this news update for July 2014. There will be another for August 2014, available at the beginning of September, just a few weeks before you return to Sheffield.